Yes, praise the Lord. Yes, my name is Tabi Kimani, and I'm glad to be here today to worship the Lord together with each one of us. Today, we are looking at growing through growing others. We are in the third part, which is inner circle, outward effect, managing friendships. And the verse quoted is Proverbs 13:20. So we've been going through all that, and now we are there. So welcome to that part. Amen. Yes, and as Pastor Apollo said, we in this church we have a lot of advantage to be here, because now we get to have those opportunities. And one of the opportunities that has really made us grow is one that we do once a month called You Lead Program. And there's something that we did with that group last week. And if you don't mind, we can do it together with you. Do you mind? No, you don't. Yes, so there's something that we did with that group last week. And I would love us to do it. So I will ask each one of us to get a paper and a pen. If you have to, please help your neighbor. I'm not sure whether we can do that with our phones. If we can get a paper, it will be better. Okay, then you can do it with your phone. I can see you're not getting a pen. So with your phone then, but the paper will be best. So I'd love us to draw three columns like this, and like this, and then like this. So you have three parts, the first one, the second one, and the third one. Going down, the first one, the second one, and the third one. Yes, and then on top, on the first part, you write your five close friends. Five close friends. On the first one, your five close friends. Kindly, we know our parents are our friends. Don't put your family, just put your friends. Probably the ones you don't have blood relation, but they are your friends. Five of them. Okay. I hope you are writing the fourth one. Third, fourth, and now the fifth one. Yes. The second column. In case you're in trouble, whom do you call first? Whom do you call first? We remember not writing mom, dad, my spouse. Whom do you call first? Your friends. Yes. This one, if you get to four, it's okay. You don't have to get the five of them. Whom do you call first? Yes. Did you get? Good. In the third column, we write, if anyone is in trouble, maybe your friends, who would call you first? You know if that friend, if they are in trouble, you're sure. They even have your number off head. Even if their phone gets lost, you're the first person they will call first. The third column, right? Now this one, if you get to three, it's okay. You don't have to get the five. There's none. Even if you get one or two, that's fine. Yes. Are we all done? Are we all done? Now, check your list. Across the list, if there's a name that appears in both of the lists as the first name, if you have such a name, raise your hand. You know in your list, the name you wrote on the first column is the first name in the second, and it's the first name in the third column. Oh, wow, amazing. Now, if you know in your list, the first list you had five of them, you actually were thinking whom to pick and whom to leave. You had probably eight. And then in the second, they started reducing. And then in the third, why? You're not sure. You know you can call them, but you're not sure whether they can call you back. Raise your hand if your list is like that. Wow, all of you had five, five, five. Okay, in the first one, if you had five. In the second one, if you had five. Wow, great. If you had four in the second one. Four. If you had three in the second one. Oh, okay. In the third one, if you had five, you're sure these people will call you. Five of them. Faith, okay, sour. Five of them. They even have your number. Wow, great. If you had four, great. If you had three, if you had two, great. If you had one, it's okay. It's fine. It's fine. Well, if you had none, it's still okay. If you had none, it's still fine. Because honestly, you're sure you can call them, but you're not sure whether they can call you back. So if you had none, that's fine. No condemnation in Christ Jesus our Lord. No condemnation. Ah, great. At least each one of us had one. So, yes, that's one exercise that I wanted us, as we go through our sermon today, we have that in mind and we trust God even to understand about friendships. And probably you realize that in the first column you had so many. You would think of so many friends whom you call friends. And you probably talk to them, but not all of them you talk to them every day. Actually, some you talk when you meet, and when you meet, you're like, hi, you've been good, yes, and you talk like you've been together. And some you earnestly have to call them probably once in 2 days, once in 3 days, and others, they are just acquaintance. And you realize that as the list proceeds, if we probably had more time, we'll go to more and more list. You realize that you get to a point where you'll actually have none. Unless now you write your family member. And with this kind of managing friends, we are going to look at the three types of friends that I know we probably have or know about them. But we look at it more even as we check even in the scripture. And the first one, we call them comrades. The friends whom you have for a season, for a time, and it is because they are with you because you are against what they are against. These friends will be here and with you as long as you're against what they are against. And as soon as that is done, they will leave. They can leave anytime. They have no business knowing who you are, where you come from, what is your third name. Probably they know your second because that's what you use more. And once that is done, it is done. The second part is constituents. And these ones will come and will be with you because of the cause, the mission that you have. And these friends, as long as you have this mission, as long as you are probably like our pastor, as long as you are a pastor, then I will be your friend because I love the work of pastorhood. But they won't go to that extent of, what are you going through? What is happening in your life? And they will be with you. They will go with you. If in your mission you need to get anything, you name it, they will go for that because they are with that mission. They want that mission. And these friends, whom you may confuse for the next sea that we have, you realize that they will always fight to make sure that this mission is accomplished. But you have to be careful, because if someone else comes and presents the same mission and an easier way to get to that mission, they leave you because they have gotten an easier way to get there. So you need to know the constituents. They will be there with you, but if someone else presents the same mission and an easier route, they leave you. But the next C, which is confidence, these are friends who are not against, they are not with you because you're against an enemy whom they're also against. They are not with you because of the cause or the mission. They are with you because of you. And this is the friend whom, when you go up, they are with you. When you go down, they are with you. When you succeed, they are happy, genuinely, honestly happy for you. They'll be so excited. And when everyone has turned against you, they will still be with you. This friend is not scared when you're going up the ladder. They will still be with you. And with that, our first reading was coming from the book of 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 1 to 5. And this was the story, and I know we all know about this story, about Jonathan and David. You look at Jonathan. Jonathan is supposed to be the next king of Israel because he's the son of the king. But Jonathan, when he realized what God has put inside David, Jonathan loved David. And Jonathan took off all his garments, his sword, his place, and gave it to David. Jonathan is not threatened by whatever it is of David getting up the ladder. And this is a friend whom you call a confidant. Is a person whom you will walk with, you will be with. Is a person who will always stand by you. They are with you because of who you are. Not because of what you do, not because of what you're against. You need to probably check in your list again and see whom you really can call a confidant, a constituent, and a comrade. And so, how does this inner circle brings an outward effect? Probably the third column, the third list, if you look at all those friends, you are probably the average of those friends. Who you are, you're probably the average of those friends. The verse that you've been given there, Proverbs 13:20, which says, walk with the wise and you'll become wise. For a companion of fools suffers harm. Now, if the third list of your friends are people who are wise, are people who walk with the Lord, are people who fear the Lord, more than likely, you will be a man who fears the Lord. Because these people, when you come to them, when you present something, before they go out there or before they criticize you, they want to go back to the word of God. What does it say? And then they will speak that to you. If you want to grow personally, if you want to grow spiritually, then you have to surround yourselves with friends who walk in the counsel of the Lord. And when your inner circle are this kind of friends, then your outward effect will be divine, will be of the Lord. Because the average of what you do with these friends is who you are. If they are a counsel of wise, you become wise. But if they are counsel of fools, people who do not regard the word of God, people who do not care whether you love the Lord, you go to church, whether you're living the word or you just read it and you don't care what it does to your life, that is what you become. Proverbs 18:24 tells us, one who has unreliable friends comes to ruin, but there's a friend who sticks closer than a brother. In the same book, chapter 22, verse 24 says, do not make friendship with a hot-tempered person or one who is easily angered, or you may learn their way and become like them. I know we've heard this verse several times, 1 Corinthians 15:33, that bad company ruins good moral. So even the word tells us, if you make friendship with someone who is easily angered, more than likely you learn their way. And the opposite is true. If you make friendship with someone who hears the Lord, who walks with the Lord, who is happy with the things of the Lord, more than likely you become like one of them. And so how can we easily know friends who can grow us up? One of the things we can know is that this friend will always enter into your experience. Now, we look at the same book that we read, 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 15. 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 15. I will read it for us. David saw that Saul had come out to seek his life. David was in the wilderness of Ziph at Horesh. And Jonathan, Saul's son, rose and went to David at Horesh and strengthened his hand in God. Let's first read 15 and 16. So a friend who you can know, will grow you up, they will enter into your experience, they will enter into your wilderness. Now here, Jonathan is a friend to David. Jonathan's father is the one who is seeking the life of David. Jonathan goes against the father and goes to the wilderness where David had hid himself. And he does not just go there to make fun, to criticize him. He goes and enters where David is. A friend who is in your inner circle must be someone who can enter where you are, in your wilderness. They don't leave you when it is bad times, and then they come when it is good times. And the second way we can know is that when they come to your wilderness, they come to encourage you. Now, we look at the next verse, 17, it says, and he said to him, do not fear, for the hand of Saul, my father, shall not find you. You shall be the king over Israel, and I will be next to you. Saul, my father, also knows this. And the two of them made a covenant before the Lord. David remained at Horesh, and Jonathan went home. When Jonathan went to David, he went to encourage him. We look at the story of Job. Probably if you can look at those ones concurrently. When Job's friends came to him, they came to critically analyze him. Hey, you brother, you have sinned before the Lord. Why are you like this? You remember. Ebu, tell us what you did. Job's friends came to analyze, to criticize him, and none of them even would make a prayer to God. But when you look at what Jonathan did, Jonathan did not just go to the wilderness, but went to strengthen and encourage him. And the third way we can know a friend who can grow us up is a friend who is not threatened when you're going up the ladder. This is a friend who are at the ambience of your success. At the same story, the place where we read, that is verse 18, Verse 4. And Jonathan stripped himself of the robe that was on him and gave it to David and his armor and even his sword and his bow and his belt. I don't know how many of us can do that to our friends, where we know our friends are going to take our place and we give them what it takes. Yet we know we are rightfully supposed to be there, but we strip off all that we have for them to go high. These are the friends who are not afraid for you to step on their shoulders when they are going up high. They know you will be genuinely and honestly make them go up high. These are friends who, when you become a CEO or when you become a HR, they don't recognize that position first. They know you. They call you by your name. Probably those who work under you, when they see a CEO coming, they will want to be, where is everything okay? But this one does not matter. If you're Wanjiru, they call and call, Wanjiru, whatever you did is wrong. They are not afraid to tell you. And that is an inner circle that we all ought to have. They say that if you get at least three of these, that's a good number. I look at this and how friendship is and who ordained it, and I look at it at the friendship of Jesus Christ, the friendship of God. Jesus Christ is a covenant-keeping God. He's not for the cause, the mission. He's not just against your enemy. The Lord wants to be with you, a close, intimate relationship with you. And he does it even before we did it. He does it for us even before we make that decision to do it for him. And that is to come and die, and even death on the cross. And when I look at ourselves, I'd love to probably put a question to us. When you look at your friendship with God, because he has already given his friendship to you, are you a comrade? You know, are you a comrade to God? You're against his enemy. You know, you're not a Christian, you're just against Satan. And because Christians are the ones who are against Satan, so I belong to Christians. But you're not really ready to be with the Lord. You're just against his enemy. Or are you a constituent? Am I a constituent? That I am a Christian because of the works, the good works that Christians do or that Jesus did. You know, that man, he healed the sick. You know, a man who can die for people. That's a good man. You know, he fed the poor. Those are good works. And you feel like, or you might be a Christian who is there because of the cause, the things, the works that Christians do. The Bible says that even our good works are filthy garments. And in Matthew chapter 7, verse 22, if I can read it. Matthew chapter 7, yes. Verse 22, it says, on that day many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name? And then will I declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. It's so clear that if we become a constituent to the Lord, do all the works, we can bring them before the Lord. And the Lord will say, I never knew you. Depart from me. And in the same way, if we become confident to the Lord, if we seek Him first, if we desire to walk with Him, if we desire to be what He told the disciples, come, follow me, and then I will make you. Come, be with me. Come, fellowship with me. Come, speak to me. I would desire to speak to you. Even before you go where you're supposed to go and proclaim or do whatever manner kind of things. Come first, be with me. If we desire to make our relationship with the Lord deeper, Bible says deep calls for deep. If we desire to go deeper, because He's calling us deeper, before we do what He wants us to do, then we become confident with the Lord. And then, when all has been said and done, and we go to heaven, He will, with open arms, welcome us home and say, good and faithful servant. And that is the friendship that the Lord desires us to be. So are you a comrade to God? Are you a constituent? Or are you a confidant? And even to your friends, not just them, even yourself, are you a comrade to them? Are you a constituent? And it's okay to have constituents. It's okay. But it is very important to have confidence, to put much more effort with these ones, to call them, to always desire to be with them. May the Lord help us. May the Lord help us. In our second reading, I love what Peter told Jesus, that Lord, even if I will die, I will not deny you. Now, we all know that he actually denied Jesus. But he was, as a friend, he was very much determined. And those are confidants, by the way. Those who can actually take a gun bullet for your life. They will come and cover you first. Those ones are confidants. And Peter thought he had reached to that level of a confidant. And this tells us that confidence are tested with time and experience. Because after this, Jesus told Peter, you will become the rock of the church. And after that, we all know how Peter died. He's the only disciple who was crucified in the manner of Jesus. But he said, I am not worthy to be crucified in the same way. So he was crucified upside down. And that's what a confidant does. So may the Lord help us to reach that level with Him and of our friends. Shall we pray?